Most founders walk into an OpenAI meeting thinking they're pitching a product. They leave confused about why it didn't land. Here's the uncomfortable truth. OpenAI is not a vendor, not a typical investor, and not a conventional corporate partner. It was founded as a non-profit in 2015, and its current structure places the OpenAI Foundation, a public charity whose stated beneficiary is humanity, in control of OpenAI Group, the operating company. That is a genuinely unusual governance arrangement. A pitch framed around shareholder returns or API cost savings is speaking the wrong language entirely. The organization's charter explicitly states its mission is ensuring artificial general intelligence benefits all of humanity. That's not marketing copy. It's a governance commitment that shapes who gets meetings, who gets resources, and who gets dismissed. Now, the failure mode most people fall into has a name, the vendor fallacy. Think of it this way. Suppose you built a company that converts raw electricity into a useful appliance. Your entire value depends on the voltage staying exactly as it is. The moment the grid upgrades, your appliance breaks. That's the structural position of a wrapper startup, a product built on a gap in the current model's capability, with no defensible layer underneath. OpenAI's charter says it intends to build safe and beneficial AGI directly, while also recognizing success if its work helps others achieve that outcome. The key idea here is the word directly. OpenAI is not waiting for third parties to fill capability gaps, it is actively closing them. The steamroller effect is what happens when each model update absorbs the features that wrapper companies monetized in the previous cycle. It's not malicious, it's structural. OpenAI is incentivized to make the model better, and a better model makes your thin layer redundant. That means the question you must answer before you walk into that room is this: what do you have that the model cannot absorb? OpenAI's charter distinguishes between ordinary commercial activity and genuine strategic cooperation. A credible partnership proposal emphasizes complementarity, what you bring that OpenAI structurally cannot replicate at scale. The sovereign data mechanism is one such lever. If your business generates proprietary, domain-specific data through real-world deployment, clinical workflows, legal document patterns, industrial sensor feedback, that data loop is not something a foundation model can simply update its way into owning. You own the distribution channel. You own the feedback signal. The charter also commits OpenAI to avoiding uses of AI that unduly concentrate power. Art, this is actually an opening for you. A proposal that shows how your vertical deployment distributes capability to underserved users or institutions is speaking directly to a governance priority, not just a business case. The moat of distribution works alongside the sovereign data mechanism. OpenAI's safety framework describes a defense-in-depth approach, layered controls rather than a single safeguard. Apply that same logic to your business architecture. Your moat should not rest on one advantage, it should stack. Proprietary data, a distribution channel OpenAI cannot replicate, a user relationship built on trust, and a safety and governance plan that shows you've thought about misuse. OpenAI says it treats safety as a science, learned through iterative deployment with pilots, feedback loops, and criteria for stopping. Your meeting materials should mirror that language. Bring a concrete pilot structure, name your monitoring mechanisms, identify what triggers a rollback. This is where it gets interesting for you, Art. Given your familiarity with how a 16Z evaluates operational rigor, you already know that the best founders show the system, not just the vision. OpenAI's internal evaluators are looking for the same signal. Remember the key takeaway from everything covered here. Your value proposition must not rely on a gap in the model that OpenAI is incentivized to close in the next update. That is the wrapper trap, and it ends meetings before they begin. OpenAI's charter says its foundation's primary fiduciary obligation runs to humanity, not to investors. That means a one-dimensional commercial pitch lands in the wrong frame entirely. The founders who succeed in that room show up with a coherent mission and business case. One story, not two conflicting ones for different stakeholders. They bring layered moats, a safety plan with real teeth, and a clear answer to who benefits and who governs. Art, that is the standard. Everything in the next lectures builds the tactical architecture to meet it.